Amy Sharp continues her meteoric rise. It just doesn't seem to stop. And with the latest Love Songs Ain't For Us dropped on Friday. Good afternoon to Amy Sharp. How are you going?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Hey, you said you hadn't slept like 2 days in the lead up to the release. What contributed to that?
Well, I guess when you have Ed Sheeran involved and Keith Urban involved and myself involved, there's quite a big team there that you need to kind of massage and get everyone's approval. And it was just a massive experience, this whole song. And I mean, considering Ed and I wrote it November 2019, so it's just been sitting there, and then all of a sudden there's just like, you know, we've got to get everything ready, and it's just like, it was just huge. It was just such a huge achievement, and I feel like when it came out, I was so emotional just because so much work went into it, and it all just kind of looked so beautiful and came together very nicely. So, yeah, it was a relief.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here on the flip side looking at it going, you've got Keith Urban, you've got Ed Sheeran. What could go wrong? Why are we so stressed? But I guess if you've got those other teams that you have to make sure they're all happy with it, that's good. Did Ed send you anything on the day it was released? Did he say nice work?
Yeah, I got a really lovely email from him. We've been in touch, obviously, over the mix of the song and master of the song, and even, like, making sure he was good with the video. And yeah, so I got a really nice email from him when the song came out and told me his fans are excited, because I'm sure he's getting inundated with tags on social media. And then I sent him just a couple of screenshots of cool stuff, and I think it went to number one, or it still is at number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know, that he loves. He's, like, so competitive. So, he's loving it.
That's awesome. Is he actually in the final mix? Is he very low down? Did I hear him, or is that Keith that's taken over?
No, Keith kind of mirrored Ed's jabs and Ed's ideas, as well as putting his own sort of country swing on it. And no one will ever know how much Keith's guitar really lifted this song.
Really?
Before he came along and put just such subtle movements on it, but it's so present in my sort of, with my ears, I'm like, wow, this is just, he's taken the song to another level.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that have, I mean, I'm just looking through the comments on YouTube, a lot of people saying it's definitely going to be one for weddings. Ed Sheeran played a wedding when he was down in Australia. Have you ever had to play a wedding, or is there a charge? Is there a fee that we could ever pay you to come to a wedding?
The last wedding I did was just as Adore was coming out. And I played at my friend. It was actually, his name's Anthony Don. He's a Titans player, and he was getting married, and I played at his wedding. And then all of a sudden, I was like flying to New York and signing record deals. So it was like, it was crazy. I haven't had a chance to sort of play at a wedding since.
I can imagine there's so many people that would want to have you there and playing that song. And that sort of theme came through in the music video, the wedding style thing. There was a lot of cool effects in there. I'm sure they did that thing where they double up the song to make it twice as fast and film it in slow motion, so when it's back, it's all dreamlike. Was there anything, sort of, any favourite memories from filming that video?
Oh, man, favourite memories? It was a night shoot, so we're all just, like, zombies. But I guess, like, at the earlier part of the night, Keith and I got to do our bit. So it was so fun because, like, I don't know if anyone knows how funny Keith is. Like, he's so hilarious. Like, and so we were just pretty much spent the whole first half of the night just laughing and just playing the song over and over and over. And then it got to, I think I wrapped it about 3:30 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And then everybody else left at about 7 a.m. So it was pretty wild, but I'm just so glad it turned out great.
Hey, Amy, you've just hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. That means you're getting a silver play button. Will that be your new favourite award?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've always loved, like, video editing is kind of what I used to do. Like, that's what I studied at uni, and so I think, yeah, anything to do with video, I'm super proud of, and yeah.
I'm about 97,000 subs behind you, but I'll catch you. I will one day. I mean, most of my content that I'm putting up is parodies. Have you seen any parodies of your songs going around?
Not just yet. I mean, I get tagged in quite a few things, so I haven't had a minute to, like, really go through them with a fine time, but I will start sifting through.
Oh, look, here's one that you don't even have to go sift through. I figured, seeing as you're on YouTube, just have a listen to this.
Tell them all to subscribe, notification bell, and don't forget to slap the like button as well. Tell them all to subscribe.
I mean, ignore the singing, but...
Tell them all to subscribe.
I like that. That's so clever.
Yeah, slap that on the end of your videos. That'd be awesome.
Incredible. I just might do that.
Yeah, please rework it, because I'm not proud of that. That was done like 10 minutes ago. Do you use rhymezone.com, or is that just me?
I don't even know what that is. Oh, but I mean, it sounds cool.
Oh, just when I can't think of a rhyme, because I'm not a very good lyricist, I like making parodies, but I have to use rhymezone.com to find out what words rhyme.
I go out of my way to not rhyme.
So, nice.
I might be opposite. Yeah, but honestly, there's nothing better on the ear than a really delicious rhyme. Yeah. I just don't like really obvious ones. But you know, they do work.
And you've got the mini series in the lead up to the album, part one out now with the building the studio in your house. And I noticed you've got a little op shop desk by there still in your studio. Is that the only thing you've got there, or have you splurged on a bit more?
I think that was the reason I had to hit the op shop desk, because we went pretty hard on everything else. But, I mean, look, it did the job, and you got to support these sort of... you know, local sort of businesses and stuff. So it was really good. It was a fun process, and there's way more to come with that series. That there's some real great sort of moments that got captured that I'm a little worried about. But I think it's a good insight for anyone that is like building an album or anyone just curious to see my meltdowns in the studio.
Yeah, it all culminates in the album, doesn't it? So, it'd be good to see that process. And just finally, have you had a chance to set any new goals? I mean, you've reached so many big heights. Obviously, you still need to complete the trio of Blink-182 collaborations with Tom DeLonge, but is there anything else on the horizon that you're still setting up for?
Not really, man. I mean, I think I peaked. I think, you know, with Ed Sheeran and this song and this album, I've been telling everyone the day it comes out, April 30, I'm just going to jump on jobseeker.com and try and find a job, because this album is like, it's going to be very hard to beat, and I don't think I'm going to do it.
Nah, come on, Amy. If anyone can do it, it's you. Look, let's do the checklist. Listen to, stream, buy, Love Songs Ain't For Us Now. Check out the music video on YouTube. While you're there, you might as well subscribe. Check out the mini series Forever Amy Shark. Pre-order the album Cry Forever out April 30, and get tickets to the Cry Forever tour at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre Theatre July 1st. That's a Thursday night. It'll be epic. Amy Shark, thank you.
Thank you. I love your positivity.